talking about our Father in heaven. That's going to be my topic this morning, our Father in heaven. And we are getting this from Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 9. We have already recited the Lord's Prayer, our Father in heaven. Other versions would say, our Father who is in heaven. I love that one. The King James Version would then say, our Father who art in heaven. There are two things that I just want to show in that statement this morning, God willing and hoping that the Holy Spirit will allow to guide us through so that we can understand what we are talking about. Our Father who is in heaven. Jesus says to his disciples, this is how you pray. It's not talking to the disciples only, but to a multitude of people. Remember that it is the Sermon on the Mount. There are so many people following the Lord, and he decides to teach them how to pray. And he says to them, pray in this manner. I don't know how they used to pray, but Jesus says, pray in this manner. Our Father in heaven. Now, this is Jesus' Father, by the way. Hello. And I am quite sure that in that congregation, people didn't know that his Father could be their Father. But he seems to be making an eternal invitation to you and me, to his Father. As our Father. In other words, Jesus is saying, look here, guys, I am coming to create a family here. I'm coming to create one collective here, one nation here that has only one Father. Of course, he is my Father, but I want you to know and understand that this is our Father. So I want us to pray, not to the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, but to our Father. Because if I pray to the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, I put myself outside his fatherhood. Did I make any sense there? If he remains the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am out of it. In other words, he is not my Father. I am just praying to a stepfather. And I'm just trying to make an appeal to a stepfather. And now, for me to get what I want, well, it depends on the stepfather's mood, don't you think so? Hello? But Jesus says, hey, look here, we are one. We are one family. My Father is our Father together. And I want you to pray and focus on this, that he is our Father together. And this statement, our Father in heaven, is a very profound statement. That shows two things. It's a statement of intimacy and it's a statement of reverence. Two things, they will appear there. It's a statement of intimacy and it's a statement of reverence. How many people know that a son or a child and their father, they have an intimate relationship? Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, the father relationship is an intimate relationship. No one is more friendly to their child than the father. You might question it because I didn't talk about mama. Remember, mamas are part of fathers. Hello? The father-child, the father-son relationship is an intimate relationship where they share their hearts together, where they share their thoughts together, where they share their lives together, where they share their visions together, where they share everything together. Jesus says, the son does what he sees the father do. In other words, sons become who their fathers are. Sons imitate the father. If I have a son and he doesn't imitate me, but he imitates the father next door, there is a problem. Are you with me? sons become like their fathers. That is the intimacy of the relationship. That's why fathers, even in the natural, are very important people to the children, both male and female. The father shapes the character, he shapes the being of the child. And Jesus says, look here, we have a father together who does not necessarily make me alone, but he makes us, all of us here. And we look like him. We sound like him. I have always said this, we smell like him. We think like him. We walk like him because he's our father. So it's about intimacy. It's also about reverence. Hallowed be your name. Our Father who is in heaven, we recognize him. You know, it's like we are worshiping him. Our Father, ladies and gentlemen, is not just somewhere. He's in heaven. And what does that mean again? That talks of two other things. It talks of the holiness of God, the sovereignty of God, but it is balancing two things again. It is balancing the Abba Father, which is our relationship with Father. Daddy, Abba means daddy, isn't it? Yeah? And it also balances it with the holy nature of God. I think those two words will appear again. Abba, Father. That's a deep relationship. He is my dad. You can't take it away. And at the same time, this dad is so sovereign. He's based in heaven. Not only sovereign, he is so holy in his nature that I might not even qualify, but he qualifies me. He makes me. He gives me his nature. Are you with me? Long ago, there was in social media, I looked for this and I couldn't find it. Two young boys walking, and one of them says to the friend, you know what? I heard my father say that the man upstairs is his father. He's telling this one, maybe they were talking about how rich their fathers were and all that kind of stuff. And this one decides to say, okay, let me finish the talk. You know what? I heard my father mention, I'm not boasting, but I just overheard my father say this, that the man upstairs is his father. Come, I want you to imagine it. What the young man is saying, hey, when your father might be rich and this and that, but guess what? I heard my father mention that the man upstairs is his father. If he is his father, imagine it. Complete it. Complete it. If he is his father, I want you this morning as I go on to imagine this. Imagine that the God of heaven, creator of heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, the holy God, sovereign God, Jehovah Yahweh, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nis, I don't know how else you call him any other name. That God of Abraham, that God of Isaac, that God of Jacob, that God of Israel, that miracle-working God who parts the Red Sea, that one who can provide manna from heaven, the only God, the beginning and the end, for there is no other. Imagine him being your father. Your father. How many people boast about their fathers here? I hope my kids do. But how many would, I mean, as a father, When your kids boast about you, it builds something. But ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Here is a father better than any other father. You think your father is good? Wait until you see this father. Yeah? How good he is. He is your father. Come on, guys. If God is my father, oh my God, why am I so troubled? Why do I feel so insignificant when I have a father who did not only create heavens and earth, but all that is in them, including myself? And the Bible says he is so mindful of me. He cares so much about you, one by one. He even knows the number of hair on your head. He knows it. He knows every detail about you. And maybe he is waiting for you to stop where you are and stop looking at him from that angle. I said, the God of Jacob, the God of this, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and begin to say, my Father, Abba Father. How many of us go to their fathers here in the natural to ask for something and they come out empty-handed? Maybe it happens. How many of us talk to their fathers like they are talking to a stranger here? None, isn't it? Your children come to you and even jump on you, isn't it? Yeah? As a father, when they are talking to you. And the little ones even pull your ears so that you can listen to what they are saying. And the little ones will even put their hand in your pocket and remove the wallet to indicate they need something in the wallet. You are the father. Do you push them away? Do you beat them up? Do you shout at them? I think a loving father embraces, and gives what he ought to give when it is available. But imagine this God. Our Father in heaven. What is it that I can go to him and say, Dad, look at what the devil is trying to do. Dad, look at this and that. Dad, this and this. He fixes it. He handles it for you every time, all the time, because you are his child. He cares about you. Are you with me this morning? Please, just put this in our heads, that the Lord is our Father. He is everything that we are. So our Father statement reminds us we are all one, and when we pray, we are under one throne, and we are all equal. We are all equal here before our Father this morning. Are you with me this morning? But two quick things, then I will sit down, that we need to look into in this statement. You should become a child, isn't it? I can't father you unless you are my child. Hello? If I try and father you before you are my child, it's even illegal in terms of the natural law. What more in the spirit realm? You need to become a child, so that you can be fathered. The Bible says in John chapter 1, we'll jump, John chapter 1, verse 12, as many as they believed, he gave them the right to be the children of God. He gave them the right to be the children of God. How do you become a child of God? By believing. Believing in what? In the Lord Jesus Christ. Unless you have believed, he is your God, not your father. Unless you have believed, he is the God of Abraham and not the God of Kilton. You hear me well? Don't serve other people's God. Serve your God. Have a relationship with your God. Claim him. He is my God. He knows me. I know him. Then I can claim he is my Father. And my Father indeed. Maybe you can ask your neighbor, is he your Father this morning? Because when he is your Father, you will be able to boast. The Bible says, should any man boast, let him boast in the Lord. So I will boast in that he is my Father. Yeah, he is my Father. I look like my Father. I always say this wherever I go when people say, how are you, Brother KK? I say, I'm like my Father. Yeah, those who are bold enough, they will say, wow, who is your Father? Then I will tell them about my Father. And I always start like this, my Father owns everything. My Father is omnipresent and omniscient. My Father is all mine. My Father owns you and he created you. Then those who know him said, oh, you mean God? And said, yeah, he's your God. But he's my Father. He's mine. And I look like him. I smell like him. Because if I don't boast in him, where else will I boast? In the world, and I will lose him and miss him. So I want to show us two things here, adoption and intimacy, that the Bible there is clear to show us that we are children of God by adoption. Of course, I am a Moyo child. Yeah? You are whoever's child. But we are now, have been adopted into the kingdom of God. And we are children of God by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are sons of God. We are children of God by adoption. Are you with me this morning? Let's just look at a few scriptures there. I think they will appear and we'll read them together. I will read here. Are they there? They're coming. Romans 8, verse 15 and 16, the Bible says, for you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Are you with us? But we have received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. We have been adopted as sons of God. And we have every right to call him our Father. Why? Because the Holy Spirit himself bears with your own spirit that you are a child of God. You don't need men to validate this truth to you that you are a child of God. The Spirit in you validates it. The Spirit in you tells you, he's your Father. Approach your Father. Talk to him like your Father. Go to him as a Father. Do this as a Father. He is your Father. You are not a bastard child. You are not a stepson. You are a child of God. So approach him in that manner with joy, with confidence, with faith, with boldness, with clarity. Dad, I am asking A, B, C, D. And Jesus says, ask, it shall be given you. Seek, you will find it. And knock, it shall be opened for you. Three easy things: asking, seeking, and knocking at the Father's door. You don't just bulge into the Father's bedroom or room or office or whatever, isn't it? You knock, go, 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 and come in. Oh, it's you, Lindy. We're good. What's up this morning? I was thinking APCD is already done. Remember, when we ask, he already knows before we ask, isn't it? and he has already given it to us. Ladies and gentlemen, you and me are no longer servants, but we are children of God. Yeah? There's a difference between a child and a servant in your household. You are not a servant anymore in the kingdom of God. You are a child of God. He is your father. So maybe what I need to say to you this morning is, can you therefore carry yourself as a child? Stop carrying yourself as a servant. Stop carrying yourself as a beggar. No child begs the father. Otherwise, the father will be on the wrong platform. Every father is open handed to their children. The heart is open. The hands are open. And the father hears the children. And the father knows the children. The father understands the children. Are you with me? Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the father is your source. The father is your provider. The father is your protection. The father is your rock. When you are beaten up everywhere by the world, there is one person you think of. I know in the world we will cry, Mama! But in the kingdom of God, we don't cry, Mama. We cry, Daddy. Father! Are you with me this morning? It's contrary to what we do in the natural. He's our father. And he's our source. He's our strength. He's our stronghold. He's our protection. He is our beginning, our end. He is our everything, the father. Everything we are, everything we have flows from the father towards us all. And we receive from the father. And because we receive from the Father, it is ours. No one can stop it flowing to you. No one can deny you, maybe your own self, by staying outside as an unwanted child. But with God, there is no unwanted children. Hello? There's no unwanted children. Let's read the next scripture. Galatians chapter 4. Verse 6. What does the Bible say? And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Can I help somebody here? In the kingdom of God, it's male and female sons. Hello. Let me try and help a little bit. Even in the natural, the inheritance is for sons. But in the kingdom of God, the inheritance is for all of us, male and female. So in the kingdom of God, you will not inherit until you are a son. It's taken from the natural. So we are all sons, male and female. The Bible says in Revelation that he purchased us with his blood from wherever he bought us, and he made us kings and priests. Does that exclude women? No. In the kingdom of God, women are kings, because the kingdom of God is the kingdom of kings. Male and female. Don't put it in the natural, because the kingdom of God is always anti the natural. Yeah? The kingdom of God is a kingdom of kings and priests, male kings, female priests. That's who we are. That's where Paul writes from. And because you are sons of God, and has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts as sons. That Spirit of Jesus in your heart, male or female, causes you to cry, Abba, Father. And that spirit actually on its own is crying, Abba, Father. So when I get to a place of prayer, because of this spirit in me, the Son spirit in me, I go to God as I go to my Father. Abba, Father. My Father who is in heaven. Help me. And when I call dead for help, he shows up. No, Father, even in the natural, no matter how bad they are, you will see Matthew. Yeah? When their children scream and they want help, they just sit down and say, fix yourselves. Yeah, that one would have gone to the extreme, isn't it? The natural fathers may do that. But this one, when I call, he answers. When I need him, he shows up. Because he's a good father. He's a loving father. He's a kind father. He's a wonderful father. 1 John chapter 3, verse number 1, what does it say? See what kind of love the Father has given to us, the Father, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. I love this. See the kind of love the Father has given us. Ladies and gentlemen, the love that the Father has given you and me is a mysterious love. The world can't understand it. Even you and me can't understand it. And we pray that God will help us to comprehend this love. Because it's mysterious. And the Bible says that we should be called children of God. First of all, who am I? Not only to be called the creation of God, but the child of God. It's not for everyone created. It's not for every human being on earth. Not every human being is a child of God. I showed you, the child of God is one who has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And for you to sit here and God calls you my child. Did you see my child, Mariana? Did you see my child, so-and-so? Did you see my child, so-and-so? And God boasts about you. Yeah? That alone is something that our little hearts and minds cannot comprehend. And it says the reason why this world does not even know us, even when they are with us, is because they did not know him. Stop wasting your energy and your time trying to explain yourselves to the world. They will not know you until they know Jesus. Hello? No, I'm trying to help you understand. The church is this and this. Yeah, shut up. Say better things. Talk better things. They will never understand you. The more you try to explain yourself, the more they get confused and they confuse you. And the more they argue, because they love arguments, big debates, and they love. That's why the Bible says avoid foolish arguments. Foolish arguments with the world. They will never know you until they have known him. If they don't know him, you are just a stranger. You are just a foolish person who is trying to act holy according to them. Yeah? Who is trying to be here? Look at you. What are these people trying to do? These people are sick in their heads. We are not sick. We are excited. We know what you don't know. And that's how we behave the way we behave ourselves. Because we have a Father in heaven. And when our Father appears, he will take us with him as his sons. But he will judge the world with us through Christ Jesus. Are you with me? I'm about to finish. Let me just move faster and show you this. I have a few minutes. The Father in heaven, we have spoken about this phrase, that it is about the sovereignty of God. But let's look at a few scriptures so that we can understand what this means. In heaven, there reminds us that while he is near, he is also the transcendent king. He is near, but is not what we think. The Bible talks of God everywhere, in us, you know, with us, upon us. But guess what? He is in heaven. While he is in Bongi, he is in heaven. While he is here today, he is in heaven. The transcended king. That's his sovereignty. That's his nature. We need, therefore, to fully understand that to honor our Father, he is in heaven. And the Bible says the earth is his footstool, isn't it? Yeah. But he's here because he's everywhere. Let's read Psalm 103, verse 19. What does the Bible say? The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. The throne of God is in the heavens. That's why he's our Father in heaven. His throne is not in Harare. His throne is not in Davos. No, his throne is not in Washington, D.C. No, it's not in the Vatican. His throne is in heaven. That's where it is established. But is he in Zimbabwe? Yes, he is. Yes, he is in Bulawayo. Yes, he is where you are. But his throne is in heaven. And no man can do anything to that throne. And that throne cannot be overrun by any other enemy. The throne of God is eternal and forever. Are you with me? It doesn't require the politics of the world. It's beyond that. It's above that. Let's read another scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse number 2. What does it say? Be not rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be hasty to utter word before God, for God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Hey, when we talk to God, our hearts need the discipline to understand that we are talking to a heavenly being. God who is in heaven. We cannot just word like that. No. There is a reverence. There is an honor. There is a dignity. You know, there is a posture that we will take ourselves to the Father who is in heaven. Are you with me? Otherwise, the words we utter end up condemning us because we utter words wrongly, bearing in mind that words are creators and the words are the currencies of the kingdom of God. Every word matters in the kingdom of God. Every word creates. Every word influences something in the kingdom. Every word moves something towards you or towards the other person. So we are careful about words in the kingdom because God is in heaven. And our words must be appropriate. Did I make sense? Isaiah 66, verse number 1. We're finishing at 10:30. We have got only 8 minutes to go. Yeah. Isaiah 66, verse number 1. Are you there? Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you would build for me, and what is the place of my rest? In other words, he says, imagine I am in heaven. The earth is my footstool. Do you think you can really build me a house on earth that I can rest in? Like that. He no longer dwells in houses that are built with our hands, but the houses that he made himself, which is you and me. This is the dwelling place of the living God, the God of heaven. Can we imagine I need you to understand how valuable, how important you are in the eyes of your Father. That the Holy Father, the God of heaven, would choose amongst all the creation in the earth to dwell in you. To dwell in you, not in mountains, not in rivers, not in beautiful dams. No, not in beautiful trees and flowers that we look at and say, wow! No. But in you. Because you are his child. Because you are his. Better than anything else. This I want to confirm with the scriptures in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, which talks about God's character, therefore, and his provisions and nature. Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, so that I link it with what I just said. The Bible says, look at the birds of the earth. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father, not their heavenly Father, he's not the father of birds. No matter how beautiful they are, he is your father who feeds the birds that don't sow anything. They never go hungry. Everything. In other words, if this father can feed the birds, what about me? What about me, his child? Do you think he can go and feed the birds and leave you hungry? He would be a bad father. He would not do that. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than the birds? Ladies and gentlemen, God is your Father. He wants to feed you. He wants to take care of you. He wants to be with you. Let's read another scripture. Matthew 7, verse 11. What does it say? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Don't be afraid to go to your Father and ask for good things. Why do you go to your Father and ask for second hands? Come on. You don't do that to your Father, isn't it? How do you hear somebody calling me? I'm fine. How do you go to your Father and ask for shajajulo? Do you know what shajajulo is? Yesterday's food. How do you go to your Father and just ask, something that you think it's okay? Go to your Father and ask, because he is able to give you good things, because he is your Father. Let me ask you a question. What good thing are you looking for? What good thing are you clamoring for in your spirit? Go to your Father who is in heaven, who feeds birds, who takes care for all animals, who takes care for many things. Go to him. He is going to take care of that. Are you with me this morning? He's a good father, a good, good father. I will end with James chapter 1, verse number 17. Then that will be done. And James says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Every gift. Ladies and gentlemen, your Father in heaven has every gift for you. Every gift for you. Why don't you use your relationship? Why don't you become a true son, a true child to your Father? Why can't you just be the child, the son your Father wants you to be, instead of avoiding your Father? Do you know those children who are somehow very naughty? They always avoid the Father. If he comes from here, they change. They go to the other room. The father is sitting in the living room. They are sitting outside and playing with dogs because the father is. He said they don't want to have face to face with the father and all that. Come on, don't be that child in Christianity. In the kingdom of God, be a child who loves the Father. Be a child who plays in the presence of the Father. Be a child who is there where the Father is. Jesus says, where the Master is, the servant is also. So be there. Where is your Father? What is he doing? You are there. Have that heart that loves the Father, that says, you are my Father. I am your son. We're doing this together. And have conversations with your Father. And allow him to build you. Allow him to make you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a Father in heaven. Hallowed be his name. His kingdom come. Yeah? Here on earth, and his will be done on earth as it is done in the heavens through his children and through his sons. If you took anything, forget everything, but if you intend to take anything home, this is it. He is your Father. Approach him as your Father. Be a good child. Be a good son and enjoy the relationship. God bless you and keep you and inspire you and build you up and make you up. Have faith in your Father. He loves you too much. Hallelujah.